We saw that the Ramban, excuse me, gives two other examples of the Torah's Da'och HaTorah Lifrod V'Lichlol, besides the original context of Kadosh and Tiyu. He says the same thing is true in terms of the relationship of Issa Melocha and Shabbason. Excuse me. And the second example, the second additional example alongside Kadosh and Tiyu that he gives is Vasis HaYoshev HaTov. So maybe we'll take a look if you have it, or you can get it on the computer. So if you take a look here in Vas Hanan, on the Pasuk of Vasis HaYoshev HaTov, what is it? It's Pasuk. Pasuk is it? It's Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Ches. But maybe for a little bit of context, we'll begin just reading in the Chumash, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Shomu tishmu nesmitzvos Hashem alokeichem, ve'idosav v'chuka v'shetzivach. Va'asisa ha'yosha v'hatov v'enei Hashem, man yitavloch v'osav v'yarashta es, v'oret ha'tov v'ashenish v'Hashem l'avosecha. So, Vasisa Yoshev HaTov, you see that? Vasisa Yoshev HaTov, Be'enei Hashem, Aldeo Chapshat, Yomar, Tishmeru Mitzvos Hashem, Ve'edosa V'chukosa. Meaning that was the previous verse, okay? That was Pasuk Yud Zayin. And what should your mindset be in the Shmiras Eidos V'Hafukim? What should your mindset be? U'techavin v'asiyos v'nasas ha'tov v'ayosha v'enu v'ovat. You should do it l'shma. Maybe we'll come back to that a little bit later this morning. Remember? U'leman yitavlach is not your conscious goal or motivation, but Ulmanita Vachav Tokha. Yoma kiba asospa hatov ba'ena yita vacha. Kashem mate vatovim layasham believosim. What's Chazal's understanding in the pasuk that yields this zup shara v'lefnei mishuras hadin? Follow all the explicit, direct mitzvahs in the Torah. So here's the Eidosa v'chukov is the lifrat, and then the Vasisa Yoshev HaTov is the lichlal. Even when you find a circumstance, a situation where there is no direct, explicit mitzvah, says the Ramban. It's impossible. Torah would be, for us, for whom it's intended, it would be too voluminous. It would be too unmanageable. Well, after shehiskem mehem harbe, but after the Torah does give many specifics and directives, such as kegon l'selach rochil, l'sikon v'l'sitor, v'l'sam al adam meyachah, l'sikal v'cheresh, v'neseh v'tokim v'cheyotzeh v'hen, chazal l'omim v'derach kval, sh'yasa ha'tov v'ha'yosha v'chol dover. So Chazal are illustrating what Hanhoga of Hatov VaYosha would be, right? When Chazal say Vasisa Hatov VaYosha, excuse me, that it means Pshar Lefnei Mishras Hadin. So Ramban is saying it's not. We're not looking to see how the word Tov and Yosha means Pshar and Lefnei Mishras Hadin. No, Pshar and Lefnei Mishras Hadin are examples of the type of behavior, are examples of the applications of this klal of Asisa HaTov VaHayosha. So, according to the Ramban, and this is what the Ramban means in back in Parshas Kedoshim, that this is the third instance of the lifrot v'luchlol, that here too, the Torah is extrapolating basically for all ben adam l'chaver. This is how the Torah does contain a tzivoy. Again, here it's in the form of principles of behavior and values, which then are to be applied to every situation. Every situation. But then Yitachin, something very very remarkable emerges. We generally translate and understand. Well, I don't know, understand and translate. I guess first you try to understand, then you try to translate. But that Lefnei Mishras Hadin means that a person is required to do A, but he's not mechuyev to go beyond that. But it's Lefnei Mishras Hadin to go beyond that. But l'chora, v'sisa yosha v'hatov, the Ramban, our Ramban equates it with Shabbos and Shabbos, with Kedoshim to you, is a mitzvah, is a chiyuv. There's nothing optional about Shabbos and Shabbos. There's nothing optional about Kedoshim to you. And if v'sisa yosha v'hatov, And Vasisa HaYosha VaHatov is mentioned in the same breath, so it's also a chiyuv, right? It's the chiyuv hakolel, which follows up on the chiyuvim hapratim. So then what does that mean then? So how is the finim? So what does the finim shavim mean now? So it doesn't mean what we're accustomed to thinking it's meaning, because the Ramban is saying that, again, Chazal said the Lefnei Mishras Hadin is included in Vasisa Yosha V'Hatov. And the Ramban is saying that there's nothing which is optional, there's nothing which is the Lefnei Mishras Hadin about Vasisa Yosha V'Hatov, so there's nothing which is the Lefnei Mishras Hadin about the Lefnei Mishras Hadin. So what does it mean? So, l'chora, dava halomin v'inyano. Chazal mentioned Lefnei Mishras Hadin here in the same breath with Pshara, right? It's Pshara and Lefnei Mishras Hadin. What's the difference between between pshara and din, and in context of Bezdin? What's the difference if two people go for a din Torah, and if it will be paskened based on pure din, or if it will be paskened based on pshara? What's the difference? So one of the difference is that where pshara, I mean, obviously, pshara is also emes. The Torah doesn't provide an option, and we hold that mitzvah levtzora. We hold that it's preferable that the din Torah be adjudicated based on pshara rather than on din, which is what they didn't do. But they didn't. Paskam pshara. So what does it mean? How can pshara be MS if it's obviously going to differ from din, which is MS also? So you can have MS on two different levels. You can have MS sort of a contextually, or you can have MS, which I think in philosophical terms it's called situational ethics. So the emes is that pshara, in the context of pshara, so we do accept the notion of situational ethics. And the difference between pshara and din in context of a din Torah is that din represents sort of din. It represents emes on a call it on an ideal level, on an a contextual level. You're not misyaches to, I don't know, who the Balei Dvarim are. Right? Din is lo seada fnei gadol, lo sisa fnei dol. Doesn't make a difference who the people are. Doesn't make a difference who the people are. You're not looking at it situationally. Mashen Kain Pshara, you're looking at it situationally. And in that sense, they're both MS, right? They're MS on different levels. And the difference of opinion in the first parak of Sanhedrin as to whether or not Pshara is regarding pshara is which optimally in context of a din Torah, so which level of MS should we be striving for? We should be striving for that a contextual level of MS? Well, no, we should be striving for call it contextual, situational MS. So how should I see in Lohochi that is the pshat, the Devei Kol in what distinguishes pshara from din, and why pshara is also MS. It's not that pshara is rachmanis. No, that's also, you're talking that's also true, but pshara is also MS. It's just MS on a different level than the din is. That's like the Lashon HaGemara in Sanhedrin, right? The Lashon HaGemara in Sanhedrin is shift to, what's the pasuk? Shift to emes v'shalom, shift to v'sharechem, or something the Gemara quotes. So how do you have emes and shalom? So that's pshara. So you see that it's not that pshara sort of abandons emes. No, chas v'shalom, that's not the pshara. But it means that it's situational. It's what the emes is, given given all the variables here, not just oh. So it's a she'ela b'vayla. No, but given all the realia of the situation, in addition. So yitochin, in that sense, what lefnim yishur sadin means is, it's lefnim yishur sadin, when you think of din, again, it's not the same. It's not the same as pshara in one sense. It's the same as pshara in the sense that the pshara represents an emes which isn't specified, right? Because in the case of pshara, it's not specified because it's situational. And the lefnim yishur hadin also, meaning the din is lo senech v'chav amecha. The din is lo sikum, lo situ, lo sam adam be'echa. Those are direct dinim. Beyond that, there is no direct din of bar mitzvah, right? It doesn't say, where does it say, where does it say in the Chumash that you should give the first right of refusal when you're selling your field to the person who owns the neighboring field? Where's the pasuk in Chumash that says that? So the answer is no, there is no pasuk that says that directly, explicitly. And in that sense, it's comparable to pshara, that you're, again, you're dealing with an emes, which isn't specified. So the Mishur Sadin then for the Ramban isn't implying implying optional behavior. It's implying behavior which is, call it an unspecified mitzvah, the same way pshara is an emes which you can't find explicitly in the shach or the sma in choshen mishpat. You can find the principles based on which you decide that the pshara, but you're not going to find this exact psak in the shach or the sma, because the whole point is that it's situational, and that's what the two have in common. But kumdais, then that lifnim yishur hadin is, at least sometimes for the Ramban, it doesn't have the meaning that we associate with it as something optional, which is only begadim midas chasidus. I don't know, you have to go through all the cases in the Gemara to see whether or not this is going to be true in every case. In some, again, I don't know offhand if the Ramban means this for every case. But let's say, so the Gemara in Brachos about, says if you have shlosh shlach l'ke'echad is chayam l'zamen. So the din is that echad mafsik l'shnayim ve'en shnayim mafsikin l'echad. So if two people are ready to bench, so the third one has to stop and answer. If one person's ready to bench and two are not ready to bench, so then I'm have to stop. He has to wait until they're ready. Then Gemara tells a story about Rav Papa or someone, one of the Amoraim, that it was a case of that one was ready to bench and they weren't mafsek. So Gemara says no, he was doing the lifnim yishur hadin. Who's doing the finish of the, again? So without the Ramban, no, that was a midas chasidus. He really the two were within their rights to say that we're not ready to bench. So you need to wait. Maybe according to the Ramban, what the Pshat in that Gemara is that you sort of have to evaluate this situation from two aspects. Aspect number one is what's the din when you have a chabur of shalsha? Again, so the fact that they wash and sit down and begin the meal together means it's going to be a chovah zimun, right? You have three people. They sit down to eat together, so then they will mitztarif to a chabura, and there's going to be a chiyuv zimun. So question number one is, how do you determine when the chabura is ready, mechuyuv, whatever the word is, to be mezamein or mevarech? So the answer is, if it's a chabura of three, it depends upon the rule. Depends upon the two. So that's one aspect under which you have to consider the shayla. But the other aspect under which you have to consider the shayla is, okay, so da'al mehocha, what my chiyuvim are mitzad the chabura. But what about my chiyuvim as a mensch? What about my chiyuvim in terms of being considerate to other people? So mitzad that, all things being equal, if there's not some reason that I can't do it, so I don't know, maybe the Ramban would say that it really is a chiyuv in, again, a chiyuv mitzad v'asisa yashva tov, not mitzad dinei chabur and dinei zimun. Ayin alav. So let's say another example of lefnei mishuras hadin is that a zaken ve'en l'fi chvodo is part of a mashavas aveda. Or the Ram has the case, let's say you find an Avedel Achayeyosh. So an Avedel Achayeyosh really belongs to you. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Right? After Yeyosh. But the Ram writes, Afal Pisha Yishalo, Avotze Lelech B'darach HaTov V'Hayosha. Right, so he's referring to the same Maim Chazal that the Ramban is quoting. This is here in Paragid Alpha of Gzela Aveda. But also the Flim Mishua Sadin, Machsas Aveda Li Yisra, Kshayite Nas Simaneha. So again, and as well as we mentioned the case of Zaken Ven Lefi Chavada. So what does the Fnimishos Hadin mean here? It also can be construed as a chiyuv in one level. Could be the same shot. Same shot applies here also. This Havana, you certainly find Mufurish in the Shonim. I forget who it is, but I think maybe in one of his written debates, I think it's the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvahs Kotten, who has his one on the Mitzvahs Tayag to do the Fnei Mishos Hadin. So you see, Klar, that what the Fnei Mishos Hadin means that it's something beyond what's explicit, but not necessarily that which is beyond what is explicit is a midas chasidus, is optional. He's including it in the minyan of mitzvahs. So then the domain, as it were, of Kedoshim Tiyu is basically a person's midos, right? A person's, again, in particular, the person's involvement with Gashmius, that he shouldn't be shot with the Bezimas, Ishta or Noshav, that he shouldn't be Zola or Vasove. So Kedoshim Tiyu is the lichlol in again a person's midos, but especially in the area of physicality of chumrius. And Vasisa Yoshva Tov is the lichlol in terms of a person's ben adam l'chaver. The Pashtus is that you don't find in the Rambam, Adrabba, you find that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in the Sharoshim, when he talks about not counting, not including in Minyan HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs which are just kololos, all other mitzvahs, such as Ushmartam es mitzvosai veschukosai. So that's not a new mitzvah. It's not breaking any new ground. It's just the Torah's exhortation to do all mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, no, the Tariq mitzvahs are 613 distinct mitzvahs. It has to have something, some new mandate, some ground which isn't covered by other mitzvahs. And one of the examples the Rambam gives of what doesn't belong in Minyan mitzvahs is Kedosh and Tiyu. That's one of his examples. So clearly, the Rambam does not have the Ramban's understanding of what Kedushin Tiyu means. But what does that mean in terms of the Rambam system? So then, we should decide to pass on like the Rambam, not the Ramban, and we should go party. No, is that the implication of us? So do not leave. Do not leave until we get to the answer here. So l'chaora, the pshat is that what for the Ramban is included in Kedoshim Tiyu and in Vasisa Yashava Tov, for the Rambam, it's all in Valach deBedrachov. Clearly, the Ramban has a different understanding of Valach deBedrachov. But for the Rambam, basically, the Vahalachta Bedrochov, let's say the Ramban says, if you didn't have the pasuk of Kedoshin Tiyu, so a person could be shot of Bezima. He could avoid Arayis and avoid Nida and still be shot of Bezima. And the person could be, if you didn't have Kedoshin Tiyu, you could be Zol V'Sove. So according to the Rambam, it's clear, no, you couldn't. Mitzad Vahalachta Bedrochov, mitzad the Mida Beninus, such a lifestyle is clearly prohibited. There wouldn't have been this loophole that a person could have been a novel b'shus hatorah. And l'chor the pshat here, you hear this what I say? The way the Rambam learns pshat in the pasuk in Vaschan is Vasisa Hayoshev Atov. The Rambam writes here in Hilchos Deyos in Perek Aleph. In Halachas Aleph through Gimel, so the Rambam describes the extremes. Shnei k'tzavos harachokos, I'm reading now Halacha Gimel in Parag Aleph. Shnei k'tzavos harachokos zo mizo shebechol deyo v'deyo einon derech tova. Right? The implication being that the middle is tova, right? The k'tzavos, the extremes, are not tova, the middle is tova, right? V'ein ro'oi lo la'odam l'lechaz bohen v'lo lamdan la'atzma v'motza tivo nota la'achas mehen o muchan la'achas mehen o shekva lamed achas mehen v'noig v'yachza atzma l'mutav v'yelech b'derech hatovim v'hi ha'derech ha'yishara. So the Rambam describes and defines the middle as derech hatova, derech hatovim v'derech ha'yishara. He reinforces that in the beginning of Halacha Dalet, Hadarach HaYeshara, he mida benes shebechol deyo v'deyo. And then he says it once more explicitly at the end of Halacha Hey, U'metzuvim anu lalechaz bedrachim elu habeninim, v'heim hadrachim hatovim v'hayeshara. So it's clear that for the Rambam, V'asis HaYoshev HaTov is reinforcing Malach de Bedrachav. He agrees with the Ramban that it's this sort of overarching principle. But for the Rambam, everything that the Ramban includes, either under Kedoshim or under Vasis HaYashav HaTov, for the Rambam, it's all already subsumed within the Vahalachta V'drochav. The Ben Adam L'Chavero is part of the Mahu Racham, Mahu Nikra Racham, Afato Hayeh Racham, Mahu Nikra Chanun, Afato Hayeh Chanun. All the Ben Adam L'Chaveros, of which the Ramban includes it in Vasisha V'Yoshev HaTov, the Rambam does also, but for him, Vasisha Yoshev HaTov means something, basically, is a paraphrase of Halach V'Drochav, because Tov and Yosha is the Midah HaBeinonis. If we have discussed it, but that's the pshat. When the Rambam writes in Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says Midarkei HaTshuva, Beis Dalet in Hilchos Tshuva. Midarkei HaTshuva Lias Hashav Tzorek Tom Lefnei Hashem Bevchiyuv Sachanunin Ve'osa Tztoka Kifi Kocho U'misracha Karbe Min Hador V'Shochoto Bo U'mishana Shmo Kloma Shani Acher Ve'eni also ish sha'osa osan ha'maisim, u'meshana ma'isav kulam l'tova u'ledaruch yishara v'golem imkoma. So the nosei kelim, the classical nosei kelim, already point out that this is the Rambam quoting Rabbi Yitzchak's memo of Dalet Dvarim in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, of Dalet Dvarim mekarim gzadino shel odom. Tzedaka, tzaaka, shine Hashem, and shine Meisa. So the Rambam says, "Meshana Meisa, v'kulin l'tov l'darach yishara." The question is, but what does that mean? The Rambam is just telling us sort of what the goal is, but he's not telling us how to do it. Like he's telling us, you know, just be better. You need to be better. No. Go figure out what that means. Maybe. But l'chora, when the Rambam says Meshana Ma'isav Kulan L'Tova L'Derech Yishara, what he means is the one principle that can transform everything a person does is the Midah HaBeinonis. The Midah HaBeinonis affects everything a person does. It affects how a person talks, how much he talks, what tone of voice he talks in. It affects every action. Every action is something that needs to be calibrated. I'll pee the Midah HaBeinonis. So when the Rambam says, Meshana Ma'isav Kulan L'Tova U'ledaruch Yishara, so the Rambam, no, he's not just telling us, you know, you need to improve in everything. The Rambam is telling us also that the Tova and Yishara are code words in the Rambam. Could be. I think this is what we suggested once. But what does the Rambam have in mind again by having, look, again, I'm turning to the Rambam, it's the pasuk in Chumash, it's not his Hamtzah. What's the Mechuvan here in describing and defining the Midah Beinonis again with two adjectives? It's Tov V'Yosha. Right? Mitzuvim alanu l'alechaz v'dochem elu ha-tovim v'ha-yosharim. So what does that have in mind with the two adjectives? So you talk as follows. When you look at the examples here in Perek Aleph, when the Rambam is talking about the Midah Beinonis and he's illustrating it, so it's quite clear that the Rambam doesn't see what we call Ben Adam La'atzmo and Ben Adam L'chaveru as two different realms. And whether a person is moderate in his, again, in his eating habits, and whether or not a person is kind and sensitive to the appropriate extent and the appropriate degree to his chaver is the same yesod, is the same principle. When the Rambam talks about v'chein lo yisaveh el l'dvam shaguf tzarech lehen v'yesh alichas v'zulasim kinjan emet tzarek ochel esov v'nafshah. Then the Rambam talks about lo yikbot yada v'yosa, don't be too stingy. Lo yifazu kol mamonah, don't give away all your money to tzedak either. You're not supposed to do that either. Ela nosein tzedak kifi misas yada. So whether it's what we call ben adam atzmo or whether what we call adam chaver, it's the same yisod. There's one yisod here. It's the same yisod that there has to be balance. There has to be balance in terms of how a person eats. Has to be balanced in terms of how he interacts with others. But it's the same yesod. So hashad asin l'hochi, yitachin, that's the pshat. Maybe drachim elu are called tovim and yisharim is Tov Hashem l'kol v'rachma l'kol masav. Maybe the Tov, meaning that these drachim are Tov in how they will translate and shape and guide a person's behavior ben adam l'chaver, but they're also Yesharim in Yosha doesn't have any necessarily sense or connotation of there being a ben adam l'chaveru context. And that's what Ram says. These drachim, the tov and yesharim, it's not two different, it's not that there are certain klolim in ben adam l'chaveru, then there are other klolim in ben adam l'atzma. No, it's one klal. One klal. Again, it may be that a person is more challenged in not that maybe it is the case that a person yitachin is going to be more challenged in one context as opposed to the other, but it's not two different areas which have different guiding klolim. These drachim allow you to be tov la'acherim and yosha ba'atzmacha. Ramban concludes, Vafilma, again here in Rosh Chana, and Vafilma Sha'om of Pirkal Na'er with the Bura of the Nachas and Hadrias. The fact that a person speaks nicely, softly with other people is also included in Vasisa Yoshevatov. So where do you get this from? So the Ramban gave us the examples. Don't talk lashon hara. Losikam losita. Don't nikim natur. Losam al dam yachad. Don't let your friend drown. Los kal cheresh. They say we talk. How did we figure out the dibur b'atzmacha? How did we figure that out? I don't know, because I shouldn't talk lashon hara, so maybe I should talk nicely. I should talk softly. There isn't in between realm there, no. I can yell non lashon hara, no. Where is lashon hara? How does this lashon hara yield?
Yisod number one, which L'Selech Rachil and Ramban could have mentioned and certainly has in mind, because obviously the list is not intended to be exhaustive, the Yisod V'Anoaz Dvarim. So we see that the Torah is misyaches to speech very seriously. We see that speech is a vehicle which can be hurtful or helpful. There's a reality to speech. We don't agree with the nursery rhyme, you know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. It's not the underlying sort of conception is not correct. And in many contexts, the Torah thinks, no, speech is a reality. It's not just actions which are a reality, but speech is also a reality. So you certainly see that in the fact that there's an Issa Lashon Hara, the fact that there's an Issa Onoaz Dvar, speech is a reality, A. B, what do you see from Lo Sikom V'Lo Sitor? So L'chari, in the Ramban, I think it's clear that he certainly understands the sikum of the sitra along the lines of the Rambam,
when the Rambam is talking about skipping a few lines. Ella, what's the alternative to Netira? When the Torah says Lo Sitor, so what that dictates is Yimcha Hadova Milibo. V'lo Yitrenu. No, I shouldn't hold this grudge. I shouldn't hold on to my resentment that you didn't let me borrow whatever it was. Zohi hadeya hanachona she'efshar she'izkayim bo yishuv ha'oretz u'masor maton shal b'nei odom zeh m'zeh. So basically what Issa Netira says, I don't know, we would have thought, why not? Why can't they hold on to it? Why isn't that a sure sadin? And the Torah says that it's impossible to have any kind of functioning unit if that's the way we're going to be. You can't have society. You can't even really have a family if everyone holds on to every, even if it's legitimate grievance that he has. If a person holds on to every legitimate grievance, so no one's going to be on talking terms with anyone else, which in Shuldra and Chazar Sashatz and Kriyas HaTorah is not a bad situation, actually. But other than that, it is an intolerable situation. So you see in Lo Sikam Lo Sito, you see that people are supposed to be mevater to facilitate, the just human relationships, whether it's on the broadest societal level or whether it's on the more intimate familial level. So Memele, that's what Ramban says. If a person again understands what the core of these mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveru is, a person even understands it should be b'dibur b'nachas m'abrios, that a person is supposed to get along with people, is supposed to have and that even translates into the dibur b'nachas m'abrios. People don't like to be yelled at. People appreciate that being dealt with a soft touch. And what's remarkable here, you know, of the list the Ramban gives us of L'Selech Rachel, Acher Shehizkem Yem Harbik, Gon L'Selech Rachel, L'Sikam, L'Sito, L'Sama, L'Adam Ayacha, L'Sikal Cheresh, M'Neisei V'Tokim, L'Cheyotzei Bohen, Chaza Lomar, B'Dar Chal, Sheyasa Tov Ayosha. So what's fascinating is that with the exception of M'Neisei V'Tokim, the Ramban just lists only Losa says. And clearly, Vasisa Yoshev Atov, as he then is illustrating in terms of Bar Mitzvah and Dibur B'Nachas HaBrios, is certainly, you know, describing, if not emphasizing, what the Kum V'Aseh is in the Ben Adam L'Chaveru. So there is a carryover here, right? That it can be, it is the case, that the core or the crux of a mitzvah losa say helps us understand a value, a yesod, which will then also translate in terms of kum v'aseh. In effect, lo sikom v'lo sitor tells us to be vatranim. That's what tells us to be vatranim. Really, the fisher said in, you didn't lend me your car, there's no reason I should lend you my car. The fisher said that. And in effect, the Emes is even within the Lasik and Lasitua, it, right? There's, it's a mitzvah lo saaseh, but the only way to avoid the mitzvah lo saaseh is it forces an aseh, right? The only way to avoid the Lasikom is that the person, he is Mashil Kadomo. That's the only way to avoid the Los Asay. So within the Los Asays are principles of Kumva Asay, but behavior as well. Yeah, okay, maybe we'll stop here. Okay, so good Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah.